up?
And we're back.
All right, baby.
White Claws on deck.
White Claws on deck, baby.
Clams on deck. Bam. Clam juice.
It feels like it's been forever since I've seen you.
It's been a while.
Weird.
A lot has happened.
A lot has happened, that's for sure.
I went out to the desert.
Palm Springs, baby.
Palm Springs,
I'm going to be going there soon.
Yeah?
For a friend's birthday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should be nice.
It's like right before mine. So it's I'm going to be like, this is for my birthday too.
Everyone, Cal's going to be 14 coming
Woo!
Up.
Woo-wee! I'll be able to watch PG-13 movies.
Wow. Look at that. He's growing up so fast.
Wow.
Fun. Yeah, desert's dope.
But it's dry and it's sandy.
It is a lot of those things.
Yeah.
Both of those things, actually.
Yeah.
But all the golf courses, immaculate.
It's crazy.
So green.
It's just this giant spot of green in the middle of nowhere.
Fucking fantastic.
A pile of dust around it.
Crazy.
Like, how'd you do that?
Yeah. How'd you
do that?
They must grow it with meth. I don't know.
Probably.
What they grow the grass with.
I mean, there's a bunch of fucking Winnebagos out there.
Actually, it rained while we were out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it rained a lot here, too. It was really cold here.
Windy as hell. Played some good tracks, though.
Yeah.
La Quinta.
La Quinta.
That was nice.
La Quinta.
Wow. Real nice. And what was the other one? The Palms. Real nice. It's like an
also
old,
real nice.
It used to be a date farm. Date palm
Interesting.
Farm or something.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, they just routed through it. They took out, I think, 4,000 date palms.
Whoa.
Sold them. 2,000 a pop.
2,000 for a date?
Like a palm. Like a palm
tree.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. And
nice.
Yeah. Nice. 4,000 of them at 2,000 a clip. 8 milli, baby.
That's not 8 million. That's. Is that 8 million?
Look it up. Give it a good.
All right. We're talking. I can't do math right now. Okay. Wait. So that's 2,000.
4,000.
4,000.
Times 2,000.
2,000.
Yes.
It's 3 zeros by 3 zeros. It might be 8 million.
Pretty sure it's 8 million.
Well, fuck. Now I gotta check myself because I can't.
Big ones.
Ugh, I'm so bad at math now. It is eight big ones.
Eight
well, shit.
Big ones, baby.
That's a lot of money.
We need to get our hands on a fucking date palm farm.
Anyone have any hookups?
like, I'm trying to make some money. Fuck Bitcoin.
We'd love to steal your palms and then sell them.
And I mean, there's obviously a market for them. They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So. That was cool. That golf course was impossible. So hard. Like, just the greens were, it was just impossible.
Yeah.
I played like dog shit every day I was out there. I don't think I broke 80 once.
What the fuck, dude? You're supposed
to
be good.
I played four rounds. I didn't break 80. Well, the first day, though, the first day, I was like right around par until the wind just came out of nowhere.
Excuses.
Like, I'm talking blowing 40 right in your face day.
Tell me you don't have a driving iron.
I mean, I guess.
Prepare for the worst.
I got a 2-iron. I got a couple of 2-irons.
But why don't you use it?
Yeah, I can hit that.
You should. You're a pro.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I am an amateur golfer.
Well, you
like,
should be good.
Just like the rest of us. All
uh-huh.
right? I'm a fucking hacksaw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was, It was painful, not going to lie. Didn't break 80 once.
You're a piece of shit.
Hacks
How could
off.
You not do that?
I think I shot 82, 83, 84, 84. Back-to-back 84s. I mean, this guy's making cuts. Sinking putts and slapping butts, baby.
One of our friends, Blakers, he's got a huge bag of golf balls. That he's been trying to sell. So he was telling me about him. Well, he just, you can make decent money because he has a fuck ton of them.
Yeah.
You can sell them for like 15 to 20 a dozen.
Okay.
So he was like, yeah, I'm going to clean them. I've been watching videos. I'm going to sell them on eBay. I'm going to make, 100, $200 off of
Where the
golf balls.
What?
You know, he got them from the club.
Oh, yeah.
And then today, he was like, I got an update on the golf ball situation. I was like, what's going on? He was like, I forgot I wrote sexy on all of them.
There you go, buddy.
You know, you would write it in like huge letters.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All over the golf ball. So he can't sell that anymore.
What an idiot. Come on, buddy. You're better than that. Yeah, the dudes that Julito and Papa.
Yeah.
They sell them like back to the caddies, 18 cents a ball.
Wow.
Yeah. And Julio's bag is
filled
all the time.
Yeah.
God forbid you got to move that thing out of the way.
Oh,
you
my
will,
God.
Yeah, you'll end up in the hospital trying to do that. But yeah, golf is great. The just the desert in general is so cool. Just being out there, so quiet.
Oh, I bet.
God.
I bet.
It did kind of suck. It was, you know, overcast the majority of the time we were there. So, like, you couldn't really see stars at night, which is always something I kind of dig about being out there. But other than that, it was just fantastic to get away. Get away from L.A. God.
Yeah. What a drag.
Me and Justino got pretty blitzed one night. Have a little toke of the old dube.
Oh.
And we're driving around, like, trying to find food. We went to a B-Dubs, and, like, I was like, we both got sketched out just looking at it. We're like, I don't think I want to go in there. Do you want to go in there? He's like, I don't want to go in there.
I relate to that.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
So then we
weird
just
shit.
Keep driving around. Like,
nice.
And I don't know if they were doing, because, like, the parking lot was packed. So I was like, are they just,
for Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, I was like, do they have like a little COVID cafe going on
that's
in there?
Yeah,
like,
that is
that
sketch.
Noise. So then we just we settled on Wingstop.
Wingstop's bomb.
Wow, does Wingstop
bomb?
Oh my God,
you've never had it before?
No, that was my
dude,
first time.
Dude,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good. I'm glad you had it. What'd you get?
Oh my God, lemon pepper.
Fuck yeah!
And he got lemon garlic.
Mm.
And fries, well done.
Well done, fries.
Get them well done.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
Weird that they put, like, sugar on it, though. I always thought that was weird.
On what?
They put sugar on their fries.
Really?
Yeah. They're, like, a little sweet.
I didn't notice that. Mine were just salty as all hell.
Really?
Oh, my God.
They put, like, sugar on them, too.
Felt like I was cutting weight for a wrestling match. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I was just sucked down. Dried out.
Wow.
Dude. Yeah. It's like all right. I was trying to cure myself. Yeah. Wingstop fucks. I'm a fan.
I can't believe you haven't had it yet until now.
Yeah, I don't.
Dude, you got to get Ho-Ho Chicken next.
Mm.
And you know what else you got to do? You know what? Get some Ho-Ho Chicken and then watch fucking Whiplash, you asshole.
How do you know I didn't already watch it?
You haven't watched it.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Even if you did,
I
tell me one thing that happened.
Kid, it's the one with the kid with the drums, right? Fucking nailed it.
Nice.
It was good.
No, you watched it? Like,
no,
for real?
Oh,
okay.
No. I've been out of town.
Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch. Give me my movie back. Give me my fucking movie back or give me
You're
money.
You're never getting the movie
no,
back.
No, I want it back. I'm going to watch it every night so that you will never be able to watch it.
I think that's a fair trade.
Yeah.
I just give you the movie back.
Yeah. Give me my fucking movie back.
And then you have to watch Whiplash every night for the rest of your life.
I will be glad to.
Would you actually?
No.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Like, what would be worse than that?
Worse than watching Whiplash every day?
You have to watch it every day.
Oh, there's so many movies that would be worse than Whiplash.
I just think the fact that you have to do it would make it terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
God, I fucking hate this movie.
Any movie you watch over and over again that you have to, you're going to hate it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like when you set a song for your alarm. Which I've done that before.
Hmm.
I used to set a song as my alarm, and now I started to hate that
It'll
song.
It'll make you hate it,
like,
yeah.
Fuck that song, dude.
Dude, is there anything worse than an alarm?
There's a couple things worse than an alarm, for sure. Yeah.
No. It's the absolute worst. I dread it.
No, it's terrible. Whenever I hear that fucking iPhone alarm, I'm just Gah!
It, like, my heart rate jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Actually, it's been nice because since I've been closing, I don't even have to set an alarm. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah. You know,
there you go.
Gotta wake up. Gus wakes me up every fucking morning. Anyways,
nice.
Comes in.
What time?
If I'm lucky, 6:30. But he's an early bird.
Nice.
Yeah, he's 5:30, just in there, nudging me, groaning next to the side, like next to my face.
So yeah, why do you even need an alarm? You got Gus.
Because there's every now and then, you know, like if I have to get up before him. That's why I think I hate the alarm is because it means that I have to be up at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Ugh. Why do we work?
I don't know.
Ugh. Gotta quit that.
I just wish that when we evolved,
right.
we became a GTA type society where it's just an open world and you can just do whatever you want.
It is.
But no, I gotta go to fucking work.
No, it's an open world.
No, it's not.
It 100%
I gotta go to fucking
is.
Work. It's an open world for rich people.
And for poor people.
Not really.
What are you talking about?
You can't fucking do anything you want.
I
you
saw a
just,
homeless
like,
guy
around.
Doing push-ups in an intersection the other day.
That's not an open
game.
Oh,
my
dude.
God. Did you see my post on Instagram the
no.
other day? You didn't see that? My story?
The one. So I didn't know what you were talking about, I think, but when you were like, was it like a fence or some shit that you were filming?
No.
What
like,
was it?
So I was like showing my apartment.
Yeah.
So I'm coming this fall to TBS.
Yeah.
New neighbors. And there was a tent. On the sidewalk.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah,
right
yeah.
by my... Oh, yeah. my God. This dude... It was the craziest shit.
He
was in
he
the
like?
Tent, just screaming.
Oh, no.
At the top of his lungs. Like, screaming. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I was laying in bed.
I didn't even hear it. I guess...
Oh, no. I didn't play it. I didn't play it. I didn't want it. It was just... It was in poor taste, too.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going with that. So I made a cute one and then just got out of Dodge. But screaming, top of his lungs. Like I could hear him.
In the middle of the night?
In the morning. Oh it was broad God. Daylight. I mean, it was.
Is he okay?
I have no fucking clue. You know, I was like, what's up, my man? You all right? Stop!
Jesus, dude. He might be on schizophrenia, dude.
He was definitely on schizophrenia.
Oh my God. I hate laughing about that. That's
I know.
Terrible.
I know. That's the thing. It was like, because at first I was pissed at him. You know, I was like, God damn it. Shut the fuck up. Heather has her real estate class thing. You know, she's got that. She's in that all day. And she's like, God, if I don't want to hear this guy screaming all day, will you go check it out? Yes. One of the few bad parts about being the male in the relationship. You got to do dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
Hate that.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games. We can all be equal until something, you know, dangerous has to happen. Then send me out to go talk to Hobo Joe.
Oh, no. Hey, so you went and talked to him?
I, like, kind of, like, went up by the tent. I was like, hey, man, you all right? You good? And
I would have said, fuck that. I'm not going up there.
He legit just starts going, shut up.
Oh, yeah. He's...
He was out
he's
there.
Losing
I was
it,
like,
yeah.
He's not even yelling at me. He's yelling at the voices in his head.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Damn.
I was like, what? All right. So then I'm like, how do I remedy this situation? What do I do? Do you call the cops? So I look it up on the internet.
No.
I look it up on the internet. I said, how do you get rid of screaming homeless people?
Reddit, how do I get rid of this man?
I just Googled it. And everyone was like, don't call the cops on him. I was like, why?
No, because they're not gonna help him. They're just gonna make it worse.
They're gonna help me.
No, they're not gonna help him though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You gotta call like a hospital or a fucking mental institution.
There's nothing. They're not gonna do shit.
Yeah, but like the cops are just gonna make it worse. I think.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know what they're not gonna do? Let him stay there.
True.
Problem solved.
There you go.
I mean, he can go be homeless on anyone else's block, and he's just gonna keep moving neighborhood to neighborhood.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's fine.
All right.
I'm not going to go over there and talk to him or try and move him. There's a guy in his fucking tent. You don't know what he's doing in there.
Yeah.
So, but went back out a couple hours later. He was gone.
Huh.
Just like that. Poof. But I didn't think there was much of a chance of him staying there for much longer. So there's like a bunch of families and shit.
Yeah.
Dads that look like they will not be standing for any of that nonsense.
True.
So. Yeah, I didn't think he was going to have a long stay. I didn't want, also, you know, Gus, he's such a piece of shit. He was like, he's trying to cock his leg up, piss on this guy's tent. He's so bad about that.
Yeah.
He only wants to pee on things that are taller than him or, you know, like
oh,
like a vertical wall
yeah,
or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, Yeah, he's the worst. The proudest I've ever been of him was probably 3 months into having him. He cocks his leg up, pisses on a fire hydrant.
Nice.
It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was so pumped. But he hasn't stopped doing it since. Now it's like he'll piss on it. He's going to like piss on people's cars and stuff.
Oh, what the fuck?
He's the worst. He's a bad dog.
Yeah.
He's a good dog.
Don't piss on people's tents.
Don't.
It's rude.
No, absolutely. If that guy wants to piss on his own tent, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's his tent. It's his tent.
Boom, there we go.
It's not your tent, guys.
Did I tell you, I don't want to stay on the homeless subject too long, but I am going to talk about the homeless for a bit. Remy and I went biking in Venice. We didn't really mean to go to Venice, but we were in Santa Monica.
Right.
We were down. We just like, fuck, we're in Venice now. Tents everywhere. Everywhere.
It's The Walking Dead.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And people without masks everywhere, just walking around, being people. Mm-hmm. It was just weird. I was really uncomfortable. I was like, about to find a second mask. I didn't have a second mask.
Mm-hmm.
I was just fucked out there. I tried to get past this shit as fast as possible.
Hell yeah.
Oh my
Venice
God.
This is a fucking disaster.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's so bad.
It's terrible.
So many people. When we first got here, we went down there. Like, we got up early one morning and we're like, well, let's go to Venice and check it out. Bad idea. I mean, they're like, that's when they're starting to stir and shit. Have you seen 28 Days Later?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he goes into the church, he goes, hello. Mm-hmm. And they like,
yeah,
that's what it looked like. Oh, no. As we're walking by, they're all coming to attention, like change, trying to get money and shit.
Oh
my God, dude, it was, and they're all like cuddled in these piles with one another, just trash everywhere, so much trash.
What do you do?
I don't know.
What does the city do about that? I don't even know. You just let them be there.
I mean, there's got to be something we can fit. We got to be able to.
Thing is, there's like thousands of empty homes in this fucking city, like thousands of empty buildings too.
Right.
And instead of like, you know, giving them to the homeless, it just has to be like on the market.
Yeah.
Like no one's gonna buy them, dude. No one can buy houses right now. Only
That's
the
true.
Really wealthy.
Oh yeah, it's impossible to get.
It's impossible.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta have some cake to get into the housing market out here. But I mean. Fuck that. Don't give. No. We need to put all of the homeless to work in Disneyland right now. Just send them in. Let them run the rides and do all that shit.
I mean, there's a lot of people that want to work for Disney. So that's a really competitive market right there.
Nope. Not anymore. No. It's just homeless run.
We don't.
And then they could have like
honestly,
little.
I don't want the homeless to owe their lives to Disney.
That would be fun, though.
I would hate that shit.
Why?
Because Disney owns too much.
Well, they can own the homeless, too.
No.
Why?
No.
I think that'd be kind of cool. That's a good idea.
No.
I think that's the best idea I've ever had.
No.
Yeah.
Six Flags.
All right, we can compromise.
Yeah.
Six Flags, yeah.
I don't want Disney, a multi...
There's like a ride...
Multi-conglomerate corporation.
The homeless just carry you... Like litters. You know what I mean? The little... things that people would carry other people around in.
Huh?
A litter.
A litter?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like, you know, it's got like, it's like a carriage.
Uh-huh.
But there's no wheels on it. People carry it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck,
start a litter service.
Fuck off.
They're getting paid. They're getting housing, clothing, food. You just got to carry me around in the litter for a little while.
I do not want Disney to be... like
the Disney
litter
service.
I don't want them to have an army of people that are like, Disney's the reason why I'm alive. I will fight tooth and nail for Disney.
That's great.
No.
Oh, come on.
Disney doesn't need more shit like that.
They do need more shit.
No. I'm tired of it.
You know what? We're never going to get half the money we should if you keep disparaging fucking Disney, all right? We need...
Fuck you, Disney!
We got our $1 million check just... hanging in the balance right now.
I mean, yeah.
Still says pending. It won't clear.
The problem is, I can't stream and talk about movies unless it's a fucking Marvel project.
That's true.
It's so annoying. Yeah. I like went on stream to talk about WandaVision. I had like more than my average viewership.
Nice.
And it was about WandaVision, which I didn't want to talk about.
Yay.
It was great though. It was great though because all I said was negative things.
Nice.
Like I just had to put these people's expectations down.
Right.
I felt a responsibility within myself to be like, look, this shit's not that great.
Whoa.
It's just fun.
Okay, yeah. That's
and
fair.
I think it's on, no, I don't think it's on me. I just, I'm putting it on myself to not be a part of the hive mind.
Mm. Okay. That's fair. That's completely fair. So you actually gave like, you know, an honest opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of just being like, ah, that's all good.
Yeah. And I don't want to, and I don't want to sound like I'm above everyone. Have fun with your movies. I just, for me, I want more.
You know what Cal's
just,
really saying?
And just fan service.
If you like WandaVision, you're a fucking dummy.
No, I'm not saying that at all. If you like WandaVision, that's great. I just don't. I, for me personally, I don't want Disney to get away with like half-assed content.
Mm.
And I don't want to say content because people don't like the word content for like film and TV.
Why?
But because it's like content's different. It's like an internet term. Whereas like, you know, like art in a way, or like art or film, TV, like it's different. It's like, but at the same time, they're almost one and the same now due to streaming services, like basically being the way we watch everything
right
now.
Right, right.
So it's like content has become like this all encompassing term, which some people are pushing back on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it. Some people are just like, whatever, just call it content because that's what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Who gives a, yeah, that's so dumb. However you label it, it's just content. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the deal with NFTs?
Dude, okay, I want to know. Yeah. I want to know what this shit is. Do you have any idea what it is?
No fucking clue.
So it's like non-fungible.
Fungible? What's fungible?
See,
we're just making words up now?
I thought it meant it can't be like a fungus. I was like, what does this have to do with fungus?
Wow.
I don't get it. I don't know why. What is this? What is this thing?
I don't know. But I saw some guy. He's like a graphic designer or something. He does digital art. He said that he didn't miss a day for 12 years posting like an original piece or something. He just sold his entire catalog, 12 years worth of his work, for $65 million as an NFT.
What does that mean?
I don't fucking know.
We need to figure this
but
shit out.
But I want
to
know.
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
Me. I'm Mikey.
Yeah.
I'm Mikey Bitcoin Bragg over here, all right? I'm hip.
You want to make money.
I love money.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things. I need to know what's going on.
$65 million?
Yeah.
I'm going to make digital art every day.
What the fuck?
Fuck? What the hell?
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan had sold some NFT.
What
like,
is an NFT?
For like $70,000.
What does that mean?
I don't fucking know.
One of my buddies from high school, he was hitting me up actually while I was streaming. And he was like, dude, I got an NFT in like high school. And one of my buddies got an NFT too, like from the same collection. He sold his, my buddy's buddy sold his for $1 million.
What?
$1 million.
What the fuck?
What does that even mean?
Yeah, what's an NFT?
What is this value? Why is it so...
That's, yeah, that's
I'm
another...
I'm getting angry. I just don't get it.
I don't understand it. I don't know what it is.
We got to do an investigation.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Do they send... Is it, like, encrypted? Like, only you can have it?
I don't know.
Is it, like, cryptocurrency? What is it?
Is it just another thing
Because if it's already on the internet... Like, I'm thinking about this guy's work, right?
Yeah.
If it's already out, where's the value?
Where is the value
of having
I don't get it.
All of it just because you have it on like a flash drive or something? Where's the physical? Like what is this?
I don't know. I don't know.
I was hoping you would know.
I don't. I see. So I get this started popping up a lot on my Twitter. Honestly, dude, it was one of those things where I was like, I can't. This
really?
Is another thing that it's going to be a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
I'm going to go way too deep and think that I can do this shit too. And then I'm going to try doing it and try and make money. And that's
Hell
just not going to happen.
No. You know what? Don't think that way because you could be making money right now. You know what we need? Money.
Money.
We need money. I don't care who we have to hurt to get it, Cal.
You know who Gary Vee is?
Of course.
He was talking about recently about how you know how valuable trading cards are, like,
absolutely
skyrocketing in value right now?
Yeah.
Pokemon and, like, sports cards.
Dude, the shows of people opening
oh my god,
trading cards.
It's crazy.
Insane.
He was basically saying that he was saying that like sports trading cards, he was using a lot of stock language where it's like friends can like buy a piece of your trading card, and as the trading card value goes up, your monetary investment goes up. And I was thinking about my, isn't this just stocks?
Yeah.
Are you just
stocks
explaining stocks, but with trading cards?
He's dumbing it down.
So they're now saying that you can start buying stocks in trading cards, like a particular trading card. And if it goes up in value, I don't know. I don't get it. It's a fucking trading card.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I don't know how that works. But then again, it's like the same as the stock market. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's fucking dumb.
So why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
So weird.
That's a good point.
Why didn't I collect crazy shit from my childhood, dude?
I have no idea.
Fuck.
I had some cool shit, too.
I had some cool shit.
God damn it.
Fuck this.
So dumb.
I hope those Lord of the Rings DVDs become NFTs or some shit. Like,
I don't think that's how NFTs work. I don't think. I think it's an image or something.
That doesn't make any sense to
I
me.
I know.
I don't get it.
Next week, we're gonna
it's
go
gonna be
hard.
An NFT episode.
Yeah, all NFTs. We're gonna make some. We're gonna break some. We're gonna shake some.
Can that be an NFT?
It's got to be a digital image.
Why does that be digital?
That's the thing. It's digital.
The fuck, dude?
Yeah. I don't fucking get it. It's so stupid.
Why don't you know? You're the money guy. You are the money guy.
Listen,
of this podcast.
I'm the art guy. Hey.
You're the money guy.
Well,
you are not doing your job.
This is art. We're talking about art.
No. Fuck you.
God damn it. But,
no, but you're money. This is the money.
Hey, I'm not constantly on emerging markets.
Well, you're not doing your job.
This is new to me. I'm gonna figure it out. We're gonna make some money, all right?
Okay.
I don't care who we have to kill, hurt, lie to, steal from, cheat. I don't give a shit.
I'm just about to get high and start drawing shit on my computer and be like, NFTs? Anybody?
Like the album art.
Yeah.
NFT.
Yeah.
Right?
In a way, yeah.
That'll be up on the new episode, actually.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You're going to do it?
New album art.
Oh. Wait, when does this episode come out? Does it come out on our
Tuesday.
Anniversary? Oh, this Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
Oh, no. Dude, wait for the 23rd.
Really?
That's our official 1 year.
Oh.
That's our official 1 year.
I'll
we got to do
about.
Something special for it, too.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Launch of season 2.
Ooh.
Happening next week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Season 2.
Holy shit.
It's crazy.
Woo!
It's crazy, dude.
Ay, ay, ay! So, my buddy, I think his birthday is this Wednesday, something like that. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Did a scotch tasting.
Really?
For him last night.
You did it?
Well, I didn't. His wife put it on for him.
Oh, nice.
It was me and like three other dudes.
Yeah.
We wore nice coats. We had cigars. We sampled the finest scotches money can buy.
Really?
And had bomb-ass apps or like hors d'oeuvres like paired with each scotch.
That's a real tasting right
there. It
was
fucking
lit.
That's
cool.
And
that's cool.
His wife, like, she... You know, the whole presentation, let us know what we were drinking, what we should be looking for on the nose, on the palate. Lovely.
Yes, pink is out. Yes. I love the scotch. It's very sweet.
I realize I'm not a scotch guy.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm just not. I'm a bourbon guy.
So you don't like real whiskey is what you're saying.
How dare you?
You don't like real whiskey.
You know how I know it's not real whiskey? Because those guys came over with their fancy hats and their stupid red coats, and we kicked their ass out of here, all right?
Those are the Brits, okay? We're talking about the Scots.
They're the same.
Scots didn't do
shit. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Scots wear kilts.
Who gives a shit? So they're even goofier.
Dude, the Scots are chilling out in the Highlands, just being like, I'm just going to make whiskey and, like, tend
one.
To sheep.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Fuck them.
I love the Scots.
Fuck them.
And I love their scotch.
I don't hate it.
And their golf courses.
But, okay, this is the thing. That peaty thing, That's how you do thing. It's like peaty, smoky, whatever. Like the way you describe the taste.
Oh yeah.
Oof. Lagavulin just about took me out. Now I get why Ron Swanson drinks that shit.
Dude.
You gotta be a man.
Yeah.
You gotta be a man.
Scotch is the real shit.
Ooh. That is fire water.
Dude, they started making that shit in like the 1400s. Right when they started playing golf.
They should have quit shortly thereafter. Get a new hobby.
Fuck you.
Make something good for once.
How dare you?
I mean,
like bourbon. Right, bourbon's disgusting.
Listen, we all know
bourbon that literally all tastes the same.
That portion of the world isn't known for things tasting great.
Their fish and chips are fantastic.
How hard is it to fry fucking fish?
You don't know until you've gone to Scotland.
Shut
dude.
Your mouth.
I'm not kidding. They can't do anything else. I would say a breakfast is pretty bomb, but literally, they can't make shit. I've had a burger there so many times.
Right.
Awful.
Oh,
they just don't get it. They don't season shit. I don't know. They're just weird. But a good fish and chips, dude. Holy shit.
And you got to put like vinegar on it. Malt
vinegar. Malt
vinegar.
I don't usually do it, but I've done it like half the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So fucking good, dude.
Dude.
So fucking good.
All right. I'll do it. I mean, I'm going to be there at one
fish
point.
Fish burrito, Scotland trip.
What?
I've been dying to go back.
You know I would do that.
Yeah.
Live podcast.
In the middle Scotland. In the middle of the Highlands.
Let's
dude, that'd be
go.
A dream.
That'd be sick. There can only be one.
I think I'm going to live there when I'm 70.
Really?
I think I really want to do that.
Go sooner.
No.
Yeah, you want to enjoy it.
That's true.
You don't want to be old in a cold place.
I don't know. I think I'd be healthy.
Well, I'm not saying you won't be healthy, but old people get so cold.
Yeah.
You know? You want to go somewhere nice.
But, dude, by the time we're old,
it's going to be
any
a
idea what
degrees.
Kind of text coming out?
Mm.
You can literally replace our skin with 3D printing.
That'd be dope. I'd make myself bulletproof.
Yeah.
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 Like LaRue.
Like
Next
Luke Cage.
Next time, baby, I'll be bulletproof.
Nice.
Billie Eilish documentary.
Have you watched it?
I refuse to
as well.
Yeah, she can go fuck herself.
We are going to stay on brand and not pay attention to Billie Eilish.
More like Boo-ly Eilish. Loser. No, I really have nothing against this kid.
Neither do I.
Yeah,
it's just she's fun. Really talented.
It's fun to hate on her just because why not?
No, we have to stay on brand and just hate her.
I'm fine with that.
But we can't give a reason. We're just like, fuck her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she sucks.
But her music's good. And you're like, yeah, that's fine. But what don't you like about her?
She sucks.
She just sucks.
Fuck off.
Fuck her.
That's my opinion.
Stupid green hair and dumb shorts all the time. What's wrong with you? Wear clothes that fit, you dumb. You're rich. You don't have to look like you shoplift shit from Goodwill.
Jesus.
Yes, I've heard it's fantastic, though.
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They followed her for 3 years.
That's wild.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, she was 4 when they started, like, recording this child. How old is she? She's 7 years old? She's not legal. She can't vote.
Yeah, I think she just turned 18.
What?
Pretty recently.
Oh, shit.
She was 4.
God damn.
You really got me with that one. That was good. That was good.
She's not old.
No, yeah,
like,
she's like
so deep. And who the fuck is deep when they're 18?
Chief Keef.
That's a good point.
Yeah, dude. He was 14 when he changed the world. But I'm laughing, but I'm not kidding. Chief Keef's one of the goats.
I was trying
at 14.
That's true. That's true.
It's just weird when you look at a white girl, I guess. It's like, what do you got going on?
Hey, what the fuck? Yeah. It's like,
it sounds really fucked up. But at the same time,
I know exactly what you mean.
Justified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not saying people can't have hard lives and shit. I look at her and I'm like, you're not the one.
I think you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you have like crazy issues.
Now, we are ignorant on a lot of her life and her backstory.
We should find out by
watching
her documentary.
We are being ignorant hole pokers.
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yes.
So don't come at us, Billie
Eilish
stands.
We're just fucking around.
We're literally just
having fun. No, come at us.
Yeah, come at us, dude. Yeah. You think you can fight us?
Find me, bitch.
Dude.
Find me.
You know who we know who we actually need to fight? Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia.
Fuck that guy.
I don't like this new wholesome image that he's doing.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm just a dad. So what if I've sent some troubling DMs?
We need to make our sequel to our most disliked video on YouTube.
Yes.
Chris D'Elia fucking sucks.
Yes, the viral video that made us. Oh my God.
No, honestly, though, what the fuck is he doing?
I don't know.
He popped right back up out of nowhere.
He's not gone.
And now he's just like, I'm going to make my podcast again. I'm going to make comedy videos again. I'm going to just do whatever I want. And it's like, it feels like no one cares. They're just letting him do it.
Good. All right. This is why I'm conflicted. On the one hand, we got rid of this fucking guy.
We took him down, dude.
We took him down.
It was all us.
On the other hand, right? This guy over here, kind of like the redemption aspect, you know, it's like you kind of want people to be able to redeem themselves and show back up.
Yeah.
And just be a social pariah forever. So, you know, it's like 50-50 kind of a, I don't even know if I'm not furious.
Yeah.
But I'm not happy.
I think it was the apology video. It's just,
that
it was
me
weird.
Out. Yeah, I didn't
it
like
was
that.
It was too weird.
It's not an apology.
It wasn't, yeah. It was,
hey
it
guys.
Was,
sorry, I fuck so much.
Yeah, it was an empty apology. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just like addicted to sex. Dude.
Sorry,
and I fuck like all the time.
Sorry, hot chicks like me.
Yeah,
it's sorry.
Like, okay,
I'm tall.
We get it.
Handsome.
Fuck.
And hey,
and to prove it, I got kids.
Yeah, right. There's proof of it right there. I don't pull out. Right there, this little fellow wouldn't be here.
But yeah, we're expecting
cute
our
kids.
Next.
Cute kid.
I haven't even seen him.
Wow. Cute kid.
Cute kid.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him. But we're going to keep our eye on him.
Yeah.
And the second
don't
I
think you're off the leash,
oh,
buddy.
If I smell any, just even a hint of weakness, we're coming for him.
We're coming for him.
Yeah.
You're trying to have this clean image now?
Uh-uh.
We're not seeing it yet, dude.
We should set up like a hot chick account on Instagram and like... start DMing him.
I don't think we can do that.
And see
guess
if we
what?
Can, see if we can catch him slipping.
We don't have hot girl energy.
I could figure it out.
Sure?
I think I could do some research.
Yeah, I'll get Remy to do it.
Yeah, right.
Just have her message.
Like, hey, Remy, does this sound right? Like, should we say it like this? Or she's like, nah, it's too grammatically correct. Like, yeah. Not too many capitalized...
What? What?
What? The fucking capitalization thing.
What about it?
It is killing me. My
do
dad does that in text.
What do you mean?
He doesn't capitalize anything.
I turn mine off.
I can't
I
fucking
like the,
stand it.
So I like the aesthetic of it now.
I hate it.
I'm just like, I'm about it right now.
To me, that's the equivalent of writing a text in crayon.
Okay.
Like, are you six? Like, what is happening right now? Capitalize the words that need to be capitalized. Eh. I heard that millennials or Generation Z sees that as a form of aggression. What's with the middle part, too?
Dude, I don't know a fucking thing about the millennial Gen Z feud. It seems like it's just over white girls.
Right.
It's just white girls being like
bitchy
petty.
To each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Middle part.
What about the middle part? I don't get it.
What the fuck?
Is that defying a generation?
I guess. You know who else rocked a middle part? Lloyd fucking Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. Like, why do you want a middle part? All right, Simple
Jack. You know
Jack.
Who else rocks a middle part? Mark Wahlberg.
Oh,
when he grows his hair out.
Wow.
So
what a
go.
Goofball.
Tom Brady, too. When he grew his hair out.
Tom Brady can
part.
Do no wrong.
Yes, he can. He grew his hair out and he looked terrible.
And he open mouth kisses.
And he open mouth kisses his kids.
That's not cool. That's not goat behavior. That's just not. Nah.
Dude, we're coming for everybody. Today.
Everyone's getting the business.
We're
today.
Taking them all down.
No, well, let's pivot then.
Okay.
Let's talk about something good. I haven't got my stimulus money yet. That's good, isn't it?
I'm about to spend all my stimulus on taxes.
Wow, fun.
Yeah, thanks. Dude, it's so sick.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Thanks,
Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, my God.
I still haven't gotten it yet, though. Where's my fucking money, bitch?
Don't make us come find you. You saw what we did to Chris D'Elia. You don't even want to know what we got in store for you, sir.
It's your head.
You and the Empress.
I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to threaten the president.
Holy shit. God, Kyle's going for it today.
Love you. You hear that ring? Good. Look at that.
That's buckets. Look at that. Right,
that's
there,
bucket.
Boy.
I'm getting a new White Claw.
All right. I need one too. We're talking about fun stuff. All right. Is there anything fun going on? Oh, did you see that Duke isn't going to go to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 24 years?
Wait, did they not make it or are they just not going?
A player tested positive. Yeah, COVID positive in the ACC tournament.
Dude.
Yeah, so. Sorry, Coach K. Who would have thought it would have taken a fucking pandemic to take down Coach K from getting into that goddamn tournament?
I think that's hilarious.
You know what? I don't like that.
I think that's genuinely fucking hilarious.
I don't like that.
That people are so hungry for sports.
Right.
To just watch fucking sports.
Mm-hmm.
That people, like, they're getting COVID all over the place and no one cares.
Yeah.
Like, keep fucking playing, goddammit.
Absolutely.
So stupid.
Why don't they vaccinate him? You'd think with the pull that a program like Duke has, or any major collegiate.
The symptoms, there's a risk of like symptoms while you're playing.
Who gives a fuck? Get these kids, if they got to go out there and fucking play, like make sure they're safe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You already don't fucking pay them.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to change.
I thought
there was
slightly.
Talk about that. Yeah,
it's gonna change slightly. I don't know the details,
like
but
they
I know
they can use their
oh,
likeness.
Shit. Could you close the mini fridge? That's my bad.
Like they can use their likeness now. They can sell.
You can sell
money.
Your likeness. They're making NCAA video games again. So there's got to be some kind of like like kickback from that. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because there was so much going on with like making video games out of college kids when they don't make any fucking money.
Mm-hmm. Double fisting over here.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, dude.
Woo! No, but yeah, that was a bummer.
Yeah.
Fuck. 24 years.
That's so funny. I mean, I hate Duke. I'm a Wake Forest guy.
Yeah, so. That makes sense.
I think it's amazing.
So you're a Chris Paul fan?
Yeah.
Lame.
I mean, I just kind of like him because he's just there.
Went to Wake Forest,
care.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Nerd.
Cool.
Wait, did Chris Bosh go there?
No, Tim Duncan went there, though.
Tim Duncan. I will not. We will not disparage Tim
Can't
Duncan.
Can't disparage Tim Duncan.
Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Ooh, the big fundamental. Is that what they call him?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Timmy Buckets.
Timmy Buckets,
just
baby.
Wet.
Oh, yeah.
Off the Splash. Backboard. Just give you the work. Just never out of position.
Yep.
Always where he needed to be. Super dresses terribly. Oh my gosh. Really? Not a classy dresser. He's like, he'll wear like a mesh, you know, kind of like jersey with like really long jean shorts. Just a travesty.
I love it.
And then like some flip flops. Like, I guess he's from Virgin Islands, something like that. Yeah. So he's got that whole foreign, not foreign swag thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ew. we're not going
to talk about fun stuff, right?
We are. Patrick Ewing.
What about him?
Played for the Georgetown Hoyas.
Uh-huh.
Won, I believe, an NCAA championship.
Uh-huh.
They just won the Big East tournament. He's the coach. That's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Come back.
Good for him.
Hopefully they went. Right, what if they went? It doesn't feel like March Madness is about to happen.
Of course, because we're in a fucking pandemic.
You don't have to yell. It's okay.
I feel like the message is still out there a year later.
Message.
Guys, there's a virus going around.
Yes. Hey, we're getting that vax in everyone's arm. We're going to be just open mouth kissing like Tom Brady.
Yeah. Can't wait to kiss the homies again.
Woo.
Yeah. Dude,
Can't wait. Dude,
we're gonna blast each other with air. Woo! Oh my god. Spit in our mouths, you know. It's gonna be great.
God, I can't wait to kiss the boys again, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking hilarious.
What up, dude?
If we had a t-shirt, that I want that to be our first t-shirt.
Kiss the homies.
Kiss the homies.
Yeah, dude. Let's do it. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
We're deleting this part from that.
We're gonna cut this part out. Oh my god, that's so fucking funny. I can't even think. All right. Yeah, but I'm excited. I think we're gonna be back in business.
So
the middle-ish of the summer.
I mean, we're doing it. We don't give a shit.
Well, I mean, I literally go like three places, and every time we go to do something, we have to like get tested or it's fucking
I just feel like
No, I just like I went and hung out with basically only people that I work with or that have been vaccinated.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, they're old. They're old dudes. You know what I mean?
True.
They don't fucking.
It's pretty sick.
They don't take chances.
Dude, I've been. I was gonna talk about video games for a minute.
I love it.
Just playing like Valorant a lot.
I need to download it
a lot.
I've been playing. What's it called? Fucking Warzone.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that game.
I don't like it either.
Yeah. Go on with Valorant. I'm actually kind of interested in that game.
Yeah. The thing with Warzone is if you make it anywhere decently far, it's just so long. It's such a long ass game to play.
I placed fifth the other day. Zero kills.
You just hid?
I was just running around and hiding the entire time, trying to not be seen. And of course, the second, you know, you get like.
You walk outside and someone pops
someone's
you,
gonna
dude.
Fuck you up. Yeah.
That was literally
a shit shot in that game.
It's hard.
I can't shoot anyone. Yeah. And I just feel like everyone's just headshotting me. And I'm just.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. Fuck that game.
Yeah.
It is
Valorant's fun as shit, though. You can only get it on PC or on like a computer. You can't get it on a console.
Nice.
But have you ever played like Counter-Strike?
Is that the really slow
one? You told
one?
Me you watched people play it.
And I was, it
you
was
were like,
too much.
Yeah.
It was way too much.
It gets really tense.
Like peeking around corners and shit.
It gets really like suspenseful.
Ugh.
But it's, I used to play Counter-Strike a lot. This game is very much a, like, not a carbon copy, but it takes a lot of its gunplay from Counter-Strike with the element of powers.
Yeah.
You have powers. Yeah. And they're really fucking dope.
Nice.
Kind
of like Apex, like,
kind of like Apex, yeah,
right. Because you have each,
each character has their own powers and an ultimate ability. Mm-hmm. Which the same thing in Valorant, you have an ultimate ability.
Nice,
like someone can, one of the characters can revive a player, which is like a game changer.
Mm.
If you're in the right situation, you revive someone. It's like, oh my god,
mm.
It's like so much bigger of a deal because it's like when you die in a round, that's it,
right?
Until the next round.
Okay. Is it like teams or?
Teams of five.
Okay.
And one team has to plant a bomb. One team has to defend sites from a bomb plant.
Jesus Christ.
And then in the middle of the game, you've switched sides. So if you were trying to plant, now you're defending from not planting.
And that's every time? That's how you play this game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fun as fuck.
Really? I don't have a computer.
You have a Mac.
I mean, yeah, but I don't think I can do anything with that.
If you get a mouse, I mean, it is a little more graphically demanding because Counter-Strike, you can play it on any computer because it was so, like, it was a Valve engine, which basically, like, they'd made Team Fortress 2, they made Portal, they made, like, all these, like, low resource-heavy, like, resource-demanding games, and that was their whole thing. Like, anyone can get, like, any kind of PC and play it.
Nice.
But Valorant, it's like, you might need a little more horsepower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think a Mac could do it. I don't know if it's available for Mac, but I think a Mac could do it.
Yeah, whatever. I'm so bummed out on video games. I just don't have it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when Cyberpunk comes back.
When?
I'm not playing it until the new year.
Really?
Yeah.
A whole year?
Yeah. I'm going to wait a whole year.
You think it's going to take them that long?
I think it's going to take
them
that long.
Because I haven't seen anything. Like, because I always expect to turn it on.
Yeah.
And it's going to prompt me to download something.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's still the same piece of shit.
They've only had the patch, like, 1.1, which is like one of their big patches, but it introduced more problems.
Mm.
So I'm just gonna wait.
God.
I'm gonna wait because I want it. I had my fun with it. I'm gonna wait until it's complete.
Right. It's
fucking company, man. All this hype, and for what?
So
you could get a quick buck and to piss off 50% at least.
Oh yeah.
If not 90%.
Well, the PC guys are cool, right?
I mean, they're chilling, but it's still not a complete game. You know, like there's still bugs. There's still like just there's these detail things like with the story, with like side missions. They're gonna get fleshed out because they're not even fleshed out fully.
Mm.
Like there's so much work to be done still.
Right.
It sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that ever since that whole debacle, I've just been like, I don't care anymore. I do want to get an Xbox. I want to get the new Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
look at that guy. You want a PlayStation? Guy.
No, I don't.
Dude, if you get PlayStation Plus on that thing, you can get God of War, Bloodborne, Last of Us for free. You can download all those for free and play them.
Nah.
I just got Final Fantasy VII Remake for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nah.
I got Control for free.
I have Final Fantasy VII, the original, on my phone.
That's lame as fuck.
It's dope.
I have the ultra visual upgraded PS5 version of it.
I have.
How about that shit, dude?
I have 2K18. All right.
That's cool.
NBA 2K18 on my Xbox right now. So get at me, bro.
Nice, dude.
I have Skate
Super
3.
Sick, dude.
Dude.
Super sick, dude.
I downloaded, super dope. I downloaded Skate 3.
I love Skate.
And I was like, this isn't the one I wanted.
What?
God,
Skate 3 is so good.
I wanted 4 or something. Like,
there is no Skate 4.
There's one after 3, though.
No, there isn't.
Isn't that? There isn't?
No. That's it. It's just Skate 3.
Then, nah, I didn't want that game. this is dog shit. I don't want this.
You know what? Play your fucking goat simulator and fucking leave.
Hey, dope.
Dope game.
Dope game.
Dope game.
I am going to play that. Yeah, I am.
All right.
Did you play Control yet?
No, I haven't yet.
Ooh.
I can still download it, though.
Don't get into that.
I need to finish God of War.
Finish it.
It's been taking me so fucking long.
Is it because you're not good at games?
No, it's a... I want to play Valorant, dude. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I have to, like, whenever I have gaming time... I had to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, half the time is God of War, but God of War is a long story. Like, they really fill it out with a lot of really cool shit.
Nice.
And I feel like I'm not even halfway.
That came out like 2 years ago.
I know, but after getting the PS5, I could get it for free.
I'm
totally going to play it now.
Right,
and
right.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Super fucking fun. And the abilities you can get as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if I'm already like almost maxed out on my abilities, I should be almost done with the story, aren't I? I feel like if you're almost maxed out on all of the things you can do in combat,
right,
you should be almost done.
Hopefully.
Right?
Or else you're
I
just
feel like that makes sense.
Start fucking people up halfway through the game. It's too
That'd
easy.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Just like, I have like so much more story to go, but I'm just like one swing and they're dead. It's
right,
like,
right.
What am I doing?
That happened in The Witcher for some reason.
Really?
Well, not 3. Which one was it? I guess it was the second one.
Mm.
I stumbled into some. I was in some town doing obviously doing the story.
Yeah,
and you know I'm always fucking gonna search through everything.
Of
just
course,
pick every town apart. Blah, yeah. blah, blah. And I like stumbled into some crypt and did some puzzle. I didn't even know what the fuck I was doing, but I just kept mashing shit until I finally figured it out.
Yeah,
and I got some like sword and armor piece. And basically couldn't die the rest of the game.
That's fucking sick.
It was annoying. I was like, what the fuck? There's no point to even play this stupid piece of shit anymore. But then
you found the hack.
Yeah, right. I was like, what is happening? Because I didn't know what I had done.
I can't believe you solved a puzzle without even knowing you solved it.
I didn't know what I was doing.
That's so funny. That's like, so. I wonder if there's people out there that are like tried so hard to break it, and you were just mashing buttons
just like,
and then it just opened
up. I'll just keep going to these three different things over and over until something clicks or something opens. And
that's so fucking funny.
And yeah, then I couldn't die. Like, made the game boring. I was like, fuck. People, like, probably, yeah, legit were trying to get
that's
that.
That's so funny.
It was so fucking stupid. And, but see, that's where the love is gone. Yeah, that's how you know. Because, like, instead of being like, yeah, fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I'm immortal. Let's go. You just, want the challenge.
I was just like, this is boring.
And no, but that means that you like the challenge.
I don't
like
even think I beat that one.
It's really hard to beat those games.
Yeah.
It's just so
long.
It just
keeps happening,
it's so
right?
big, yeah.
There's all these DLCs and shit. I can't wait for the next season of The Witcher.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
It's going to be tight.
Caveh.
Every time. It's starting to piss me off now. Just say Cavill, dude.
I just like to say Caveh.
Why?
Because it makes you mad. That's the whole point. Duh. Caveh.
I'll just start calling him Caveh.
Why not? See? Like, oh, shit. What's his first name? Henry?
Yeah.
Henry Caveh. Henry Caveh.
Bonjour, Henry Caveh. Henry?
Yeah, not much Excuse else. Me. Did a tasting. Oh, Balvenie. Dope.
What is that?
It's a scotch.
So you are a Scotch guy.
That one's dope. Lagavulin. What was the other one? Oh, the Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie?
We had a Glenmorangie 18 year or something like that.
Glenmorangie?
Morange. It's like an orange or something shit. Glenmorangie.
I know Glenmorangie.
I don't know.
Or Glenmore. Oh, fuck. There's Glen LeVay, Glen Morin. I don't think it's Morange.
Morange, bruh.
You might have been blackout, because I don't remember Morange.
Trust me, I was.
Okay.
Nah, I wasn't at that point. We were tasting. We weren't taking shots.
Isn't that the point? You take shots?
Nah, we were sipping. We were
swilling. And you spit them out?
I'm not an animal, Cal.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Good. Ew. Who spits?
Wine tasters.
Garbage people.
Yeah.
Garbage. It's
fucking weird.
That is so dumb.
Drink it.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Have fun.
You piece of shit. How do you not drink the wine? You're tasting it. You're enjoying it. Put it in your fucking belly. Yeah.
I always thought that that would be like the easiest diet, but then I realized how hard it was when you put it into practice. You chew the food and then you spit it out.
That's impossible.
I know. But I was like, why don't people do that? Because then you get to taste it, you know?
That's not your body's natural instinct.
Absolutely not. But neither is going on a diet. Am I right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why I can't ever do it.
I was like, why don't
you know how we said we were going to get jacked this year?
Oh, I'm so jacked.
I don't think it's going to happen for me. I love food too much, man.
Hanging out with Justin in the desert. Right?
Yeah.
Like, me and him, we had our own condo.
Nice.
Sick.
Yeah.
Fucking Justin is jacked.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. I am in terrible shape. I was embarrassed.
You know, if I was 5'2", I'd get jacked too.
If I had no soul, I'd probably be pretty jacked.
But I'm 6'4".
Yeah, you don't have magic powers. I think tall people would be the ones associated with magic. You know?
I don't know.
I mean, Gandalf's pretty tall.
Gandalf's pretty tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still think the little ones are more magical.
It's like the leprechaun thing.
Right, right. Little sprites and spirits.
Tinkerbell.
Julia Roberts. That's my Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Good Tinkerbell.
It's a good Tinkerbell.
I don't really like Robin Williams as Peter Pan, though. Something weird about that.
Old.
Yeah, yeah, a little hairy.
Yeah, but it was cool, though. It was like finding your childhood again.
True,
finding
true,
the spirit.
True. Dustin Hoffman.
You're old and stupid.
Yo, Peter.
Throwback.
Yo, Peter. Yeah, so good.
Throwback to that episode.
Woo.
Remember when you kept saying it for like 5 times?
No.
It's on Instagram.
Really?
Yo, Peter. Dude, you did this for like 5 minutes last time.
Huh.
You literally did it the same way, too. The same exact way.
Well, that's how you do it.
I know.
Oh, okay.
It's just really funny that you don't even remember.
Mr. Schmee. Did I do that?
Probably.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right.
You're fucking insane, dude.
Yeah.
How do you not remember anything?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't remember.
You need to listen back to every episode so that you're caught up.
No.
Because
that's
I don't think
never
you remember
what
we've talked about.
That's fine.
What did we talk about last week?
Lola Bunny. I edit the podcast now. I know what we talked about.
I forgot what we talked about.
Lola fucking Bunny.
Lola Bunny, baby.
The ball of flesh. She rolls around and you see a tit every now and then. That was pretty good. I actually enjoyed that part. All right. Well,
Is that it?
I think we're done.
No.
What else? What do you want to talk about?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, as always, a pleasure.
Pleasure.
And thank you all for listening and rocking with us.
You guys are the best.
Numbers are consistent.
Yeah.
We're right around 56 million every episode.
That's crazy.
I know.
We dipped a little bit.
Yeah.
It used to be 70.
People want us to bring more heat.
Okay.
I think in this episode we brought some heat.
Yeah.
We talked a lot of shit in this one, and I like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a title. I'll get a good one.
Just, you know, talk shit.
Yeah. Talk shit, get hit.
Yeah.
That's the Ohio State. I keep saying Ohio State.
It's
got to
be Chief Keef's song title.
Ooh. Okay.
Chief Keef's song title.
We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once again, thank you guys. Love you.
Love you so much.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too, dude. Some
people. Kisses, bitches.
It's like.